I speak to you in the name of the God of mercy and forgiveness. Amen.
Amen.
Last week, I stopped to get the oil changed in my car. A little sticker at the top of the windshield said, time to change the oil. So I went to the oil Jiffy oil change, or whatever they're called. You know, one of these places you just go to get oil changed. When the oil change was finished, I looked at my orange car and realized it was now a dusty orange. Not like it would have been in Buffalo at this time of the year, after months of sand and salt and yucky, you know, slushy spray splattering on the car and then drying out. Not that bad, but still pretty dusty. Layers of dust had covered it, and it needed to be cleaned. For several weeks, the car has needed cleaning. I could see the dust. I could read the signs, wash now or rust later. And I kept hoping a hard rain would do the job. But finally, I had to be honest and tell myself the truth. Alan, your car's filthy, and no rain is going to clean it. So spend the $12 and get it washed. Of course, once I told myself the truth, it was easy to drive around the oil change bays, put my token in the slot, push wash, and drive into the car wash until I reached the red light. There I sat in the car while the long rotating arms encircled me several times with pre-soak, soap, rinse, wash, and rinse. Then the light went green, and out I drove. Bright orange car, as bright as the day the car and I first made contact. When I gave up all my excuses for letting the car stay dirty, then it was so easy to shine again. For all baptized people, this day, Ash Wednesday, is the day of no excuses. We've done a terrible thing with sin, actually, which means we've done a terrible thing to each other. We've explained away all our problems by calling them circumstances, addictions, tricks of fate, family patterns, and a host of other sideways and self-delusional excuses for the unhappy fact that life is not the way it ought to be. I'm too poor. I don't have an education. My parents didn't love me. The recession cost me my job. I suffer painful illnesses. I've never healed my inner child, and I'm a victim. We've done a terrible thing to each other, though, because in giving these new names to the causes of our troubles, we have hopelessly complicated their solution. Rather, we've hopelessly complicated our lives, and we've neglected or refused to speak the truth to ourselves. Sometimes we just do bad things. That's the truth. Just like my dirty car, sometimes we do wrong and get all dusty and dirty. It's not that all those other explanations aren't operating every day. Every one of them speaks volumes about our identities, ourselves, our place with others. It's just that finally, after all those other metaphors for broken lives, there remains the one true, inescapable, and searing confession. We have sinned against God and our neighbors. So this is a day of no excuses. There's not an excuse to be found in this liturgy. We hear the stirring words of Isaiah, denying us the pleasure of substituting rites and rituals for true repentance and healing and justice and the well-being of the world. We hear Matthew's deliciously ironic caution to practice our piety in secret on the day we smudge our foreheads with ashes. And then we say it. We just say it. With no excuses, we say it. In the presence of each other, we say it. And there can be no mistaking that at least on this day, we will not blame anyone or anything else. We confess to you and to one another that we have sinned by our own fault in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. This is great stuff. We go on to fess up about captive appetites, greed and envy, waste, prejudice and contempt, All the bad things that make us feel dirty and cause such grief in God's beautiful world. And then once we have spoken the truth, we hear back the greater truth. God pardons and absolves all those who truly repent. It's not hard. Oh, it is hard and painful and takes courage and letting go. But it's really not so hard. I have sinned. Oh God, I am sorry for my sin. In an age that questions all authority, I believe that I have been given the authority to assure you that God's response to your letting go will always be, I forgive you. You are cleansed and restored. Think of the ashes as the winter dust and grime hiding my orange car. Those ashes are reality. They're dirty. If you handle them, your fingers will smudge. I have to clean my fingers after I impose the ashes, or they'll stay dirty and smudgy. When the ashes go on your forehead, you give up the opportunity to make excuses. But that's really okay, because excuses just prolong the condition we're in. Let your heart speak the truth to God just today. God already has you clean again. Amen.